Ballarat's own 3BA 102.3 Daft Punk, Pharrell Williams. Get lucky, 21 away from 9, PT in the Big Show. Good morning to you. Just having a chat to Big Show mate Chris, who's let us know that there's been a bit of a nasty accident on Learmonth Road, the turnoff to Avoca. The turnoff there that gets you onto the Western Freeway and points you in the direction of Learmonth and Avoca. There's a van on its side. Chris reckons it's been T-boned. Emergency services are on scene. So please, no rubbernecking. Just get through as safely as possible if you are needing to get through that particular area. And I'm sure you'll be directed by emergency services, but just be aware of that. That is on Learmonth Road, the turnoff to the Western Freeway that takes you towards Learmonth, Avoca, etc. That van is on its side and emergency services are on scene.
The Big Show.
Wake up with PT. 3BA.
Let's shoot the breeze with Alex Chelios. Good morning to you, Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking. How are you doing up there, Sydney Way, out of lockdown?
Yep, I'm feeling the freedom. I haven't left the house, but I feel the freedom.
You haven't left the house. We're so used to staying inside the house. We just don't want to go when we're allowed to.
Yeah, I'm like, that's cool. We'll stay home.
Yeah.
Let me know how it goes.
Well, I'm glad to know that you're okay. We've got a bit to chat about, including, first up, some artificial intelligence that is going to bring new art from Picasso to us after 48 years of his demise. What's happening here, Alex?
So this is a company that has found a Picasso painting, and what they've done is they've uncovered the piece underneath the original piece of art. And the way that they've done this is that they've used X-ray imaging to find the portrait's outline. Then they use artificial intelligence that's trained to add brushstrokes to the image that's similar to what Picasso would have done. So it's mimicking Picasso's style of art. And, you know, this is allowing us to generate essentially a brand new portrait out of what was initially another piece of art. So it's pretty amazing. It's incredible. It does bring up ethical questions, though. For example, does the artist want that piece of art in the world? Is it representing the art in the way that the artist would want? Mm. And is it okay to bring back what they would, you know, coin lost art when the artist might not have wanted it in the first place?
And is it okay for someone to forge that artist's signature?
Well, they're not forging the signature. So they are. What they're doing is they're recreating they're mimicking the brushstrokes, and they're trying to recreate the piece of art, but they're not pretending it's an original Picasso.
You need to learn, Alex, when I've got my tongue in my cheek, I think. But anyway, Alex, I'll try and...
I'm a lot of fun. I'm a fun person. I'm fun.
Let's talk about TikTok. And, it's known for its dance moves, but there are some doctors who are saying that teen girls are starting to develop tics due to being on the platform way too much.
Well, this is interesting because it's not, it's manifesting itself in a different way. So doctors are saying that teens who have previously been diagnosed with anxiety or depression, for example, and that can be exacerbated by the pandemic, then show physical symptoms of that stress. And that can be like a non-epileptic type seizure, and some people associate that with tics. Now, what's happening is we're seeing a rise in tics on TikTok, which is a bit of a mouthful, where people are showing the way that their bodies respond to stress. And then the hashtag Tourette has had 1.25 billion views. So the thing about it is doctors are concerned that young people are mimicking those with tics. So it's not necessarily legitimate tics on their part. But then others, for example, who do have neurological disorders are actually then showcasing that online for others to see. And it's actually causing some people who are super obsessed to develop anxiety and then start mimicking those responses.
Yeah, that's not good at all, is it?
So it's just about understanding what it is. And a lot of the researchers, for example, who've watched the TikTok compilation videos are saying that what they're watching are teens with ADHD or anxiety, not necessarily Tourette.
Hmm.
So it's sort of like putting a blanket term on all of it.
Everything in moderation is what I like to say, Alex Chelios. To wrap up this morning, I've got to agree with this line, should psychics be financially responsible for the advice they give? I would agree with that particular statement, and so would a man in California who's actually suing a psychic for $25,000. And this lawsuit against psychics is actually on the rise, isn't it?
Yeah, so in the last 12 months, 18 months, we've seen a lot more people go to psychics, especially with how uncertain the world is. There was actually an interesting article in the New York Times about how a lot of people are seeking out psychics in the same way as they might be seeking out therapists at the moment, because it gives them more of a feeling of this is genuinely going to happen as opposed to what could happen. But this is a guy in California who's suing an LA-based psychic that he paid, saying that she was fraudulent. Now, what she claimed to do was remove a witch's curse that he believed was put on him by his ex-girlfriend, and he paid her $5,000 to do this. A witch's curse. And now the psychic calls herself a PhD life coach, but the PhD doesn't stand for any postgraduate education. It's more around just psychic love and it's just terrible. Now, whether or not it's a crime to tell the fortune of a person, it depends on the state. There have been cases where people have gone to a fortune teller and taken, you know, $55,000 of their life savings and given it to the fortune teller to keep telling. It becomes an addiction almost. There is the buyer beware angle to be aware of, but it definitely is, if you're misleading the person, it can definitely be a crime, and there have been very many court cases which have actually forced a psychic to pay back the money or be, you know, penalised in some other way.
If I comment on this, Alex Chelios, I could get myself into a lot of trouble. So I think I'll just leave it alone and just let you know that I have a little psychic power, Alex Chelios. Uh-huh. I do. Hang on, let me... PT and Alex will talk again next Tuesday on The Big Show at about 8:35.
You've got a gift. I'm going to send you some money at PayPal.
Have a great week.
Thank you.